Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to another edition of Jumping the Gun. I'm Derek Gunn, along with my anonymous sidekick, Brother Dan. And each week, of course, we pick our games for the week. And then the next week, we recap what we did and move ahead to the next series of games. So, Brother Dan, how you doing?
How you doing, D-Gun? I'm doing good.
Your Eagles are not doing too good, though.
Not at all. It's been rough.
Yeah, man. How did we do last week?
Last week we had some good calls, some bad. I mean, we definitely got the I got you with the Dolphins last week. I believed in Fitzpatrick, but you obviously did not. So we've been pretty solid. Most of the favorites won last week. So
okay,
we're doing pretty good.
All right, so now we're moving ahead to week number 4 on the NFL slate, and of course we have to begin with the Eagles. Or should we call them the Beagles until further notice?
We have to start with them?
Yes, we have to start with the Beagles until further notice.
Yeah, the Eagles are an eyesore right now. Neither of us were right last week when it comes to them.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, nobody was right with picking a tie. So, yeah.
I didn't know you could tie. No, I'm just playing.
Yep, the Eagles are... We're in for a long season with them. So, and it's going to get even worse next week. We got the Eagles in San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness.
On Sunday Night Football, so we got the big stage. I'm not feeling too good. I'm going to go with them just because they don't really...
What?
They don't make any sense. That team doesn't make any sense. And I just can't see them starting 0-5-1, I guess. I think they're going to get one of the next three, and I don't see them winning against the Steelers or the Ravens. So I guess I'll take the Eagles one last time. If they don't win this one, then the season is done.
What's the point spread in this game?
The Niners are getting 6.5 points.
6.5. Okay. So let me see if I can change your mind here. Just this past Sunday, San Francisco traveled west to east to play the lowly Giants. Now, we knew the Giants weren't going to have Saquon Barkley. We know Sterling Shepard's on IR for quite some time. But the Niners did not have Jimmy Garoppolo. They didn't have their top running back. They didn't have their two top tight ends. They're down 3 or 4 of their top defensive linemen. They're down a couple of wide receivers. And they went in there and beat the Giants like they owned them. They just beat the Giants. I mean, I want a capital B on that. They beat the Giants. And right now, to me, the Eagles are no better than the Giants. Now, I know in the standings it says they're a half game better than the Giants, but in terms of overall play, right now the Eagles are no better than the Giants. Are you still, Brother Dan, are you still willing to stick with the Eagles?
Oh, there is nothing logically that tells me that the Eagles are going to win this game. This is completely... a homer pick.
Oh my goodness! You know what? You got a lot of gumption to take them, but ain't no way in the world. I don't care who the 49ers put in uniform. If the Eagles couldn't beat Cincinnati at home with a rookie quarterback, okay, they didn't lose, but tie to me is a loss. If they couldn't beat Cincinnati at home with a rookie quarterback, ain't no way in the world I'm taking the Eagles on the West Coast against the 49ers defense, because whoever the 49ers put in their uniform, they're still going to play a rugged brand of football, and I don't think the Eagles are a rugged football team right
now.
Not
at all. Not at all. They get beat off the line. The defensive line showed up yesterday, finally, but I just don't trust them.
They had 8 sacks and they still tied, Brother Dan.
Yep, and it was funny is we talked about how having 8 sacks with the Redskins or the Washington football team.
Don't say the Redskins.
The Washington football team got them with 8 sacks, and they ended up, and we used that as the excuse for the Eagles losing, and then they get 8 sacks and still can't win.
And tie.
Yeah, if I was putting money on it, I would not feel comfortable putting any on the Eagles, but this is purely out of my love.
A fandom.
Out of my
fandom.
Love for Philadelphia, I'm going to go with the Eagles.
All right, who you got next?
Next, so we got our Thursday night game. We have the Broncos at the Jets.
Broncos at the Jets. I'm just glad I'm not a fan of either team and had to pay money to see this game because I would be asking for a rebate. But if you're going to twist my arm and make me pick a team, I'm going to take the Broncos. Even as banged up as the Broncos are, I'll take the Broncos because right now, the Jets, oh my goodness, they're wingless right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with the Broncos here. Funny, Dan Orlovsky from ESPN tweeted last night that he would take his 0-16 Lions to beat the Jets 16 times.
Wow.
So I'm going to go with the Broncos here. I'm never going to pick the Jets this year, probably, unless they have some major change.
Unless it's a practice squad game.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, it's gotten that bad in New York. Next, we have the Indianapolis Colts going to Chicago. The Colts are, for some reason, the 3-point favorite on the road against the 3-0 Chicago Bears. I don't really get that, but...
What are the odds makers thinking here?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see that one.
Did they not see what Nick Foles did and rallied that team this past Sunday?
On the road.
On the road? I believe Nick Foles. I know the coach, Matt Nagy, says we're going to look at all the film and we're going to make a decision. I think that decision is already made. If Nick Foles is not starting next Sunday, then Matt Nagy and his entire staff should be fired on the spot. Because right now, Nick Foles gives them the better chance to win. So I'll take the Bears at home with that.
Oh, I'm 100% taking the Bears. We know Nick Foles, his past in Philly, we're always gonna love him. And I think it's Foles' job to lose at this point. I'm going to go with the Bears as well.
Okay.
Next, we have the Jaguars at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh.
The Bengals are getting 3 points at home. This is going to be a rough one to watch, but I think I'm going to take the Bengals on this one.
Joe Burrow got sacked 8 times in Philadelphia. Joe Burrow got hit like 18 times in Philadelphia. And he still threw for 312 yards and kept his team in the game. Made some great throws when he had to. Joe Burrow will get his first W of the season at home this coming Sunday. Mark it down. Yes, I said it.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm definitely going with the Bengals here. What impressed me so much about him is that he did get sacked 8 times, but it didn't affect him. His throws where he wasn't getting sacked, you see so often that quarterbacks will get a lot of pressures on them and then they start seeing ghosts as Sam Darnold did a couple years ago.
Right.
And though, especially a young quarterback, they will start to be constantly on their toes and pretty nervous in the pocket. But Burrow did not display any of that. He played great yesterday, even though they tied. I'm going to go with the Bengals here.
Okay.
Next, we have the Cleveland Browns, the 2-1 Cleveland Browns at the Dallas Cowboys, who are getting 5 points in Dallas.
I don't trust Baker Mayfield on the road. Ain't no way. Dallas had a chance to tie that game in Seattle, and it came up short. Dallas can put up some points. They are 4 deep at wide receiver speed. I'm not talking about just wide receiver. I'm talking about wide receivers with speed that can break a game wide open. The Browns have a lot of good talent on that team. I'm not taking the Browns on the road in Dallas's house. No way.
Well, you know my hate for Dallas, and I always have a hard time picking them. So this time I'm going to go with the Browns. They're fun to watch. It's a very explosive offense. Odell Beckham is starting to look a little bit more comfortable in Cleveland, kind of like he did in New York. This is a show me game for the Browns. They're going to...
Okay.
Well, we'll see if they're legit or not. They've beaten up on some pretty sorry teams in Washington.
Yeah, sure.
In Cincinnati. So I'm going to go with the Browns here. I'm more rooting for them than I am confident in them.
Right.
So, well, we'll see what happens, but I'll pick the Browns here.
Okay, all right.
Next, we have the Saints at the Lions. The Saints are getting 4 points in Detroit.
Let's see, the Lions rallied to win a game this past Sunday, but they're still the Lions. Drew Brees and the Saints, I can't believe they're 1-2 right now. They've lost back-to-back games to the Raiders and, of course, the Packers. That offense is hurting without Michael Thomas in it. But Drew Brees and Detroit on that carpet, I'm not betting against Drew Brees. I don't trust Detroit. I certainly don't trust Matthew Stafford. I don't care how many yards he throws for every year. I'm not going to bet against Drew Brees when it comes to playing the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and this, on top of that, he's going to be playing inside. I'm going to go with the Saints. Drew Brees, you put him inside, he's always going to be a great one. Also, the way Alvin Kamara has been playing, even without Michael Thomas, who we don't know if he's going to play or not yet.
Right.
Kamara has been on another level this year. scoring touchdowns on dump off passes, as we saw last night against the Packers. I'm going with the Saints. I like their defense still, even though they got torched by Rodgers, but everybody's getting torched by Rodgers now. So I'll go with New Orleans on the road.
Okay.
Next, we have the Steelers at the Titans.
Oh, man.
The Steelers are getting 1.5 in Tennessee.
Steelers favorite in Tennessee.
Yep.
That's the kind of game where you bring the brass knuckles, the crowbar, because it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. Somebody's losing some teeth in that game. That's where you roll up your sleeves and you go to work, and you're going to get bloodied, and it's about who's going to make the biggest play. Both teams like to play a physical style of football. Both teams have explosive players. I just like Tennessee at home in this game. I like Tennessee. I'm taking a dog in this game.
This is going to be a very ugly game, I think. These two defenses just beat up on the offense. I'm going to go with Steelers on the road just because I trust Ben Roethlisberger here. I trust their scheme. They've had it for a few years. They have good consistency there, and their receivers are explosive. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on the road. The Titans have been winning, but they've been winning very close games.
The same way they won last year.
Yeah.
Close games.
Yep. So I think I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. It'll be a close one, but I think the Titans' undefeated run ends here.
Okay.
So next we have Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks going to Miami to face the Dolphins. The Seahawks getting 6.5 points in Miami.
Oh, that game should be over at halftime. The way Russell Wilson's playing right now, 14 touchdown passes in 3 games. You can't stop Russell Wilson now. You can try to contain him, but you can't stop him. Taking the Seahawks on the road in this game.
Russell Wilson goes back-to-back 5 touchdowns.
That's crazy.
And he did it yesterday against a solid Dallas defense. And
yes,
it should have been 6.
Yes.
DK Metcalf with pulling a DeSean Jackson at the goal line.
Yes. Lost his mind for a moment.
Yeah, so I'm right there with you. I think this might be the Russell Wilson MVP season.
I agree.
And he talked the talk early in the season, or I believe it was before the season. He was asked if he thinks he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and he said no doubt, which shocked me personally because Mahomes has been on another level.
Right, right.
But he's playing like it. I'm picking Wilson in pretty much any game.
I agree. Until further notice, I agree.
So next we have the Chargers going on the road to Tampa playing the Bucks. The Bucks getting 7.5 points.
You know, the Chargers are an interesting team. They play opponents well for a while, and all of a sudden they find a way to lose games. Brady Ball is starting to steam up. You know, I said that Brady Ball would do well in Denver, and they went in there and took care of business. And now Brady's getting more and more comfortable in that offense, the Bruce Arians offense down there. I'm going with Brady Ball in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really like what I'm seeing between the connection of Tom Brady and Mike Evans. We thought that we were going to see a lot of Gronk. It hasn't really worked out for those two.
Not yet. It'll happen.
Yeah, it'll happen soon. It might happen this game, honestly. But what I'm seeing from Mike Evans with Brady has been great. We always know Mike Evans was a stud, so this is no surprise. I'm going with the Bucks against the Chargers. I think Herbert still has a lot to learn, and he'll get better, but I don't think this is the week for him.
Okay.
Next we have the Ravens at Washington. The Ravens getting 13.5 on the road.
13.5 on the road?
Yep.
They should be 23.5 point favorites in this game. Lamar Jackson right now salivating at playing Washington. Washington, they showed their stuff the first game. They shot their season the first game of the year against the Eagles. Baltimore's on a whole nother level. I know a lot of people might be a little hesitant about that 13 point spread, but I think it's a safe bet. I don't think the the Washington football team comes anywhere close to beating the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I agree. I think we might be seeing some RG3 in the second half of this one. It's going to get ugly early, I think. I'm not going to pick against the Ravens here, obviously. And their defense is going to be tough for Dwayne Haskins to deal with. So next we have the Cardinals coming off their loss to Detroit, visiting the Panthers coming off their first win of the season. The Cardinals getting 4 points on the road.
I'm shocked the Cardinals lost on Sunday. I think the Cardinals can bounce back big time this game. I think Kyler Murray has a big game. I love Matt Rhule as a coach, but I just think Arizona right now is on a different level. Arizona's going to be heck to deal with all season long for a lot of teams, and I think they go in and take care of business.
Yeah, I agree. I love Kyler Murray, but he does need to take care of the ball a little bit better.
Yes. What do you have, three picks on Sunday?
Yep. Another three picks yesterday. I'm going to go with the Cardinals just because I don't really know. Don't really have any confidence in the Panthers right now. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. That offense is still explosive. Even when Kyler is making mistakes, they make up for it.
All right.
So next we have the Vikings at the Texans. The Texans getting 3 points at home.
Vikings at the Texans, a couple of winless teams. Who would have thought these two teams would be at the bottom of the division and still near the top? It's going to be interesting. Both teams have electric players. I'm a big Dalvin Cook fan. This Justin Jefferson is lights out. Had a huge game this past Sunday, 8 catches for 175 yards. Deshaun Watson, I think, is a much more athletic quarterback than Kirk Cousins. I think Houston finally gets that W at home this week. Finally.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you here. I'm going to take the Vikings on the road.
How dare you disagree with me?
Just only because your run game travels, and Dalvin Cook has been amazing so far this year. He's been one of the only bright spots on that team. I'm going to go with the Vikings, even though I think it's going to be a close game. It could go either way, but I'll pick the Vikings here.
Okay.
Next, we have the Giants at the Rams. Rams getting 13 points at home.
Giants are ticked off. They blew a game in Buffalo. They could have won. They lost that game in the final seconds. Rams going home. I think that's an easy pick. I'll take the Rams at home.
Yeah, there's not really much to be said here. The Giants getting blown out at home by San Francisco.
By a depleted San Francisco team.
Yeah, I don't trust them going all the way to LA to beat the Rams. No. The Rams are going to win this one. And next we have the Patriots at the Chiefs. The Chiefs getting 7 points at home.
Cam Newton against Patrick Mahomes. 7 points. Cam Newton is not Tom Brady running that Bill Belichick offense. Cam Newton has done well in that offense for the Patriots. I don't see them going to Kansas City. Kansas City is one of the most difficult places in the NFL to win, even without fans. They're one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL when they do have fans. But Patrick Mahomes and that speed on that team, that's a whole nother level you're talking about. That's a safe bet. I'll take Kansas City at home.
You know, I was going to take Kansas City, but I think the more I think about it, but Bill Belichick, he just has a way.
Daring man.
To take away your best option, I think he's going to try to take away Travis Kelce and make the receivers beat him, which they very well could. But the Patriots, with this new offense, they do a really good job possessing the ball for a long time. They slow down the game a lot. I'll go with the Patriots here. I'll go with Cam.
Okay. All right. I like your moxie.
So next we have the Bills at the Raiders. The Bills are getting 2.5 points in Vegas.
Wow. I'm still not a Derek Carr fan. Derek Carr has had a good season up to this point. Buffalo showed me a lot coming back and matching the Rams point for point when the Rams had a big lead in Buffalo and Josh Allen and bounced back. Something tells me the Bills are the team to beat in the AFC East this year. I'm going to take the Bills.
I really like the Bills, but the Raiders played this past week with a dinged up Josh Jacobs and Darren Waller. And they rely on them a lot. They're going to be healthier this week. I think I'm going to go with the Raiders here. Something about that team. John Gruden has been playing well. He's maximizing his roster. I really like what I'm seeing from them so far. Even though Derek Carr, I don't really trust him yet. This is another, kind of like the Browns, a show-me game. A game that we'll see if they're legit.
Okay, all right.
I'll go with the Raiders here. And next, we have our Monday night game. The Falcons at the Packers. The Packers obviously are on a roll, and they're getting 7.5 points at home.
Aaron Rodgers is playing ticked off. He's letting everybody know, especially in the Packers organization, you drafted my replacement this year. I'm going to make sure you understand it's going to be a long time before he gets off the bench. Aaron Rodgers sat on the bench 3 years until they decided to let Brett Favre go. Aaron Rodgers is not giving up his throne just yet. And the way he's playing right now, Aaron Rodgers can also be mentioned in the MVP talk right now. Green Bay's averaging 40 points a game in 3 games. They went down to New Orleans and made the necessary plays and beat a Saints team that's hard to beat on their own turf. Man, and the Falcons could put up points, but their defense, man, I don't know what's wrong with that defense. It's like playing a picket fence. There's holes everywhere in that defense. It's under the bright lights of Monday Night Football at Lambeau Field. You know I'm betting Green Bay in this game, my home state team. You know I am.
You know, the Packers really make you think. If instead of taking that Jordan Love, they had just taken some more weapons for Aaron Rodgers, how much better they'd be.
True.
Because they're already, like you said, averaging 40 points a game. I'm definitely taking the Packers here. I don't know if the Falcons are going to blow another 20-point lead in this one. But I don't know. I don't know what Dan Quinn has been doing to keep his job at this point.
I don't either. He's got pictures of somebody.
Yeah, it must be the case. Yeah, I'm definitely taking Aaron Rodgers and the Packers on this one.
Green Bay's putting up 40 points a game with marginal receivers. Now, Davante Adams is one of the best route runners and one of the most deceptive route runners in the game. He didn't play against the Saints, a pretty good Saints defense, and Green Bay still found a way to put up 37 points in New Orleans. So, yeah, there's no question I'm taking Green Bay at home.
You got Aaron Rodgers has guys like Alan Lazard getting 140 yards.
I mean, seriously?
Mercedes Lewis catching touchdowns. He's on another level right now. He's definitely in that MVP conversation as well.
All right, so there you have our picks for week number four. Tune in next week to see how we did on our week number four picks. And, of course, a look ahead to week number five. This has been Jumping the Gun with Brother Dan. I'm Derek Gunn. Enjoy your day, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.